Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. This podcast episode is all about the four things that attitude can do for you. And I thought it would be a great topic to kick off the new year. Happy New Year. As you're listening to this, we have rolled over into 2024. And as always, I think it's natural to feel like the new year brings a new start and a fresh beginning. And the year is always filled with possibilities, right? It feels like anything is possible when we roll over to a new year. Lots of New Year's resolutions, lots of thoughts or dreams of how life can be better or different in this year. So I wanted to break this down, and I talk about this much more in depth in my book, Achieve, Maximize Your Potential with 7 Keys to Unlock Success and Significance. And a little bit of the backstory about this book, my very, very first book back in 2014 was also titled Achieve. And that was the first attempt that I'd ever made at writing anything. And it was a very teeny tiny book, what they call a mini book. It was like the pages were 4 inches by 4 inches, if that gives you any idea of how small. And there weren't but 64 of them. And that tells you how much or how little I had to say back then, because I you know, 64 4-inch pages is not much. And I was almost digging to have to fill those pages up. And as I continued to grow and develop myself, then I had more and more insights, more and more awareness, more and deeper thoughts and understandings. And so back several years ago, I wanted to re-release that first attempt at writing. And so in 2018, I expanded on this book and dug into it quite a bit more. And the finished product now has like 28 chapters. It's about 100 and something pages, and they're much bigger pages because I realized how much I had grown in just those 4 years. So I share that as just sort of an encouragement. Back in 2014, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing, even writing a book, but here it is, that first attempt, right? And then just 4 years later, I had so much more insight and depth and understanding that I was ready to probably more than quadruple the words on those topics. The name Achieve is an acronym that stands for attitude, choices, humility, integrity, energy, vision, and excellence. And of course, these are the 7 keys to unlock success and significance and help us maximize our potential. And so there again, that first attempt, I just didn't have very much to say, but that goes to show you how if we are intentional with growth, how quickly, I know 4 years doesn't seem like a long time to some people, but trust me, it's not really a lot of time when you think about how much you can grow if you are just intentional and consistent with your growth. Okay, so a side note and a little bit of the backstory there. So I wanted to dig into maybe just one or two of the keys, I guess. And I don't know how long this might take, so I might not get to but one or two, but I've got a couple of podcasts over the course of January. I think there are 3 podcasts scheduled for January, so hopefully we can dig into most or all of these keys over the course of January. And of course, you can always pick up a copy of the book on the website, riastory.com, or find it on Amazon. It makes a great gift for maybe that younger person in your life. That's something, of course, we can all learn from at any point, but I always think back, wow, I wish I had known these principles and concepts so much earlier in my journey. Even as a late teen or early 20s, my life would have been so much different if I'd known these principles and how to apply them so much earlier. So, all right, so key number one, and this is the 4 things that attitude gives you. Number one, attitude creates positivity. And when I think about attitude creating positivity, there it's absolutely true that regardless of our circumstances, we can choose to be positive or we can choose to be negative. And that's not an easy choice. But when we are intentional about choosing a positive attitude, we can create more positivity in the situation. Now, there certainly are going to be circumstances in your life when you look at the situation and you go, there is nothing positive about this, about what happened here. It might be a terrible, awful, tragic situation, and you're looking at that and going, there's no way there is anything positive about this, and I can't see anything positive about it. And so there are people who would tell me it's impossible to be positive in some situations. And I'm not going to argue with that perspective because there are terrible things that happen in life. Life is hard. And a lot of times we look at something that's happened or is happening and we go, there's nothing positive that can come out of this. Well, here's the deal. Sometimes we have to create that positivity. And the only way that we can do that is look at the situation and say, what should I be learning from this? I mean, I'm going to agree with you. There are some situations and circumstances in life that you look at that and go, there's nothing beneficial about this. There's nothing positive about that, right? Remember that we don't always know the positive outcomes or the positives in a situation. So keep that in mind. But yes, it's absolutely possible that there is something so terrible. I mean, I've read stories of people who've lost children to cancer, and I'm sure they would tell me there's nothing positive that can come out of that. And yet later they go on to write a book about how much they grew from the experience or how much they learned from their child in that relationship. And you know, that's just one example. But my point here is life is full of tragedy. And sometimes we look at that and go, there's nothing positive here. And the way that we can create that is with our attitude saying, what should I be learning in this moment? Because the situation will teach us far more about ourselves. In fact, I think adversity always teaches us more about ourselves than success. And so that's first and foremost, the one thing that attitude can give us. It can create positivity, but sometimes the way that we do that is looking around and saying, this is maybe a lesson, right? Maybe there's nothing I can see positive, but if I can learn the lesson and apply it to the future, then I've learned something, and that's positive. Number two, attitude creates possibilities. I can remember, this has been quite a few years ago, and at the time I was working in an office, and the office manager was released to a new chapter. And I had been working there for quite a few years, and I was in school for office management, and I had a lot of experience, and I really thought that, man, I would probably be a natural fit for this now open management position. And I wasn't even offered an opportunity to apply for the position. And I think that the leaders, and they weren't great leaders of the organization, but I think the leaders of the organization sort of knew that there could be some internal interest for the position. And so they didn't post it. What they basically did is hired somebody from outside as a, you know, just a coworker, a peer level for everybody else. And for about 2 weeks, that was all. She was just, you know, doing work with the rest of us in the office. And then after she'd been there about 2 weeks, they announced that she had been promoted to the open office management position. So they sort of, and you know, looking back on that, there's no way they didn't know when they hired her that was the intention all along. So it felt like at the time that they sort of slid somebody into the position in sort of an underhanded way. But my point here is there were other internal candidates who felt sort of cheated that we weren't even given the opportunity to apply for this position. And I knew, and I couldn't have articulated this back then, but I knew that I had a choice. I could let my attitude contaminate the situation and make me toxic, right? I could be bitter about it, or I could say, you know what? It wasn't for me. For whatever reason, I wasn't chosen. I wasn't even given an opportunity to interview. But what's the possibilities in this situation now? And so I looked around and I thought, you know what? One thing I can do is make myself extremely helpful to this new person coming into a new role. And of course, naturally, there is some animosity from those of us who felt like there was some underhanded maneuvering to fill the position. So, you know, it could very easily become a toxic environment. But I knew how I embraced the situation could create potential possibilities in the future. And I was right. I was right. Eventually, I ended up being given the opportunity to be promoted to the office manager in that situation. And it had, you know, some time had passed after that person had left and gone on to a new chapter. But as I look back on that now, my attitude in that situation, how I interacted with her, she ended up being one of the best references that I'd ever had in my professional career, because she was able to see that I could have been, you know, bitter. I could have been, you know, certainly not friendly in the situation, but she saw that I was open, that I didn't hold a grudge. I just said, you know what, this is the situation. I'm going to embrace it and do the best I can with a good attitude. And she was able to see that and remarked on that in a future reference. And so attitude creates possibilities. I know it's hard to do. I know there are some of you listening to this podcast going, I don't see any possibilities. But there again, when we choose to be positive, and you might have to choose to be positive over and over and over again in the day. I know it's not easy, but it is possible. And when we choose to be positive, attitude can create these great things in our lives over time, not immediately. All right, number three, attitude creates perspective. There again, sometimes when we're swirling through the fog of a bad situation or dealing with adversity or something that's not fun or something that's traumatic or something that's really hard, it's so easy to get lost in just the mire of the situation, right? It's kind of like you're slogging through fog in a mud bog and your feet are heavy and you don't want to keep pushing forward and you're tired. I think that's the thing when you're going through something hard, difficult, or traumatic, you're tired, right? Because you're tired of fighting sometimes. But rather than give up, I just want to encourage you that sometimes when we, instead of focusing on the slog or the daily grind of the moment, if we'll choose to have a good positive attitude, it can lift us mentally, emotionally, above the fog and see the situation from a different perspective. And sometimes when we can remember to see the position, to see the circumstances from a different perspective, we can see more. Sometimes we can see that the fog isn't as big as we thought it might be, right? That clear path is possible if we just keep going. And number four, attitude creates potential. Attitude creates potential. You see, so much of the time we limit ourselves because we're adopting a negative attitude. Most anything that we want in life is possible. Not everything. There are a few things that simply physically aren't perhaps possible. But most of the time when we want our circumstances to be better, it's absolutely possible, but we limit ourselves and our thinking. And when we do that, we're limiting our potential. And this could apply on a personal level. This could apply for health. I know so many people. In fact, I was at the gym yesterday and I made the remark to somebody else in the class. I said, you know what? In a couple weeks, the gym is going to be packed, jam-packed with people who are, you know, New Year's resolution is to get fit and get healthy. And then a couple of months will go by and then pretty much will be deserted come March. That's just normal. I've seen it years and years and years. Every New Year's, this is what happens. Now, on a personal level, so much of the time we want to get healthier. Maybe we want to lose 10 pounds. But we focus on, it's just too hard to lose weight, or I don't like to be hungry, or it's hard when there's some tasty Christmas treats laying around. And I, you know, this is a little bit of that leadership truth, personal leadership truth that might sting a bit, but it's intended to help. Regardless of what is in the fridge or at the office break room or served at a restaurant, you might not can help that. You might not can control that, but you are 100% responsible for what you choose to put in your mouth. Now, yeah, it's harder during the holidays. So maybe January is an opportunity for you to get healthier or to lose a few pounds if that's your goal. And I'm just using this as an example of how sometimes we swirl around the negatives and we limit the potential to improve our circumstances. If we'll focus on the positives, and there again, this is not always easy to do. I can remember, it's been quite a few years ago, but I remember going out, and Mac and I had just gone out for a mountain bike ride. And I remember, I don't know if our schedule had changed or we hadn't planned it or something had happened where I really wasn't expecting to go on this mountain bike ride. And I think I'd skipped breakfast that morning. And so I just had zero energy for the bike ride, right? I didn't even have a banana. And so we go out for this bike ride and I was just, you know, I needed some food. I needed some calories. And so I remember feeling frustrated and wanting to direct that frustration at him, thinking, well, gosh, if I'd have known, if he'd given me some heads up, then I could have planned this better. And then I caught myself, right? And in the moment, it's easy to blame someone else. But in truth, all I could have needed to do was maybe grab a banana on the way out the door or grab an energy bar or, you know, something like that. Like, rather than blame him, I certainly could have done something in the few minutes when we were packing up the bikes and getting into the truck and getting onto the road. There's something I certainly could have done that would have prevented that, you know, tired, sloggy situation of needing some energy and not having it. So I kind of laugh at that today because it seems like a small example, but I share that in humility because it is so easy, even when we know these principles, it is so easy for us to get caught up in blaming someone or something else, right? So when you feel those negative emotions swirling around you, I want you to think of the four things that choosing to be positive with your attitude can bring you. Attitude creates positivity. Attitude creates possibility. Attitude creates perspective. And attitude creates potential. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.